Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We ask that you will bless us today. Let your word guide and direct us and help us to become everything that you want us to. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith." Everybody say from faith to faith. It continues, "As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Psalms 84, reading from verse 5. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength." Everybody say from strength to strength. "Each one appears before God in Zion." The last scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. And this time we're reading from the New Living Translation. "Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory." Would you please say with me, "From glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Thanks be to God is the right response. Now this morning, I intend to bring my sermon on changing levels to a close. Now, changing levels has to do with moving from a certain place or a certain position in your life to a higher and a better place or position. If you read your Bible, you will have accounts of people who encountered God and it resulted in a change of their
levels.
I am convinced that you cannot encounter God and stay at the same level in your life. It is not possible. If you meet him, if you encounter him, definitely things should be better in your life. And your level will change. If that hasn't yet happened to you, it will happen by the grace
amen.
Of God. Did I hear your loud amen?
Amen.
Which is why if we notice in any critical area of our lives, like our spiritual life, material life, marital life, financial life, academic, your work, your business. Now, if you notice that things have stagnated and you are stuck in any of these areas of your life, there is a need to rise up like Jabez and seek God earnestly for a change of level. How many are familiar with the story of Jabez in your Bible? Look with me at 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. I know, First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. New Living Translation. There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. But this gentleman did not like the level where he was at. So he sought God earnestly. And he was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. And said, oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do, and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He prayed that his level should change. He was not content with where he was. He felt that there was something better for him. And there was a better place he could be at in this life. And so he sought God. And he cried out to God. And he prayed for a change of levels. He said, God, expand my territory. Enlarge my coast. And the Bible says God granted him his request. As you are believing God for a level change during the second half of the year, and as you pray for it, may God grant you your request.
Amen.
I said, may God grant you your
Amen.
Request. And may God lift you from where you are at currently and place you at a higher level, at a higher position, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, I receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, for a change of levels to occur in your life, there are three important transitions or moves that must take place. There will be a need for you to move from faith to faith. To move from strength to strength. And then to move from glory to glory. Lift up your right hand with me and say, I am moving. I am moving from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Now say it one more time. I am moving from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Look into the face of your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but I have determined that I'm gonna move from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. So please come along with me. Come along with me. I don't want to be lonely there. So please come along with me. Come on and clap your hands and bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we have looked at it. We've looked at what it means to move from faith to faith. I spoke about that last Sunday. And if you were not here, you can get it from my podcast. Just look for Pastor Johnny Awanyo podcast. And all the messages I've preached from the inception of this church to date, you will find it there. And today at the tail end of the service, we're going to introduce you to our church's website. And we're just going to run you through it so that you know what is happening and what the Lord is also doing with us. So today I'm going to touch on the other two, moving from strength to strength and from glory to glory. So changing levels, moving from strength to strength. And changing levels, moving from glory to glory. Let's go back to Psalms 84, verse 5 to 7, New King James Version. It says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Now, this part of Psalms 84 is describing the journey of the pilgrimage of the people of God to Zion or Jerusalem. And they are journeying to the holy place where the presence of the Lord is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would like to remind all of us that we too, we are on a journey. And the saints of God who have been bought and washed by the blood of Jesus are on a journey which will finally end when we exit this world and we land in the new Jerusalem or Zion, which is heaven. So we are traveling. There's a hymn. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in the song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. And then we sing. We are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching onwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Ask your neighbor, you don't know this one too. Ask the person, where have you been? You don't know we are marching to Zion? Tell your neighbor, Ebe you. So we are on a journey, is that not so?
Sir.
And as a church and as individuals, we are on a journey. And on this journey, our objective must be to become more like Jesus. To know him more. But as part of our objective must be the desire to experience the blessed and fulfilled life which he has prepared for us.
Na say yesu ni nyina na say yabra bo be yefe na aye papa tse ne wahyesha manyen.
And there is a blessed life. There is a life of well-being that Jesus Christ has made available to us. That's what we read about in John 10, verse 10. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. This is Jesus speaking. That his purpose for you and I is to give us a rich and satisfying life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Jesus. His words are yea and amen. And he's saying to us, it's up to you and us to believe it. That his purpose for us is to have a rich and satisfying life. Ladies and gentlemen, let us not waste the blessings and the benefits that Jesus has made available to us through his atoning work on the cross of Calvary. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste them. Are there benefits? Are there blessings that by the victory Jesus won on the cross, every child of God can experience them? What is the answer to my question? Are there blessings? Are there benefits? What are some of them? You see, the way you are not coming out very quickly with the answers disturbs my soul. I say, what are the blessings and the benefits that are yours in Christ Jesus? Salvation. Riches. Charlie, you meant the riches. It's good to mean them. What else can you think of? Good health. Good health. Somebody said what? Prosperity, which is connected to riches. What else can you think of? Again, protection. Eternal life. Preservation. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Restoration. Wisdom. Peace. Day. What did he say? Long life. And the list goes on. And ladies and gentlemen, there are benefits. There are blessings that are ours for the taking. If we can really believe God. You know, there are some people who get very jittery when we start talking about these blessings and benefits that are ours in Christ Jesus. They seem to be disturbed. When you start talking about the good life and the blessed life that the child of God is supposed to experience. If you meet any of such people, tell them that munjai me. If you don't like me, I like. And I don't know what the struggle is. Because there are some people who feel that the more you are struggling, the more God is glorified in your life. And many people feel that the blessings and the benefits that are spoken about in the Bible are stored up for when we arrive in heaven. Like, seriously? Turn with me to Mark chapter 10, verse 28. One day Jesus preached a sermon. Or he made a statement about how hard it is for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven. And he said it's as difficult as a camel trying to enter the eye of a needle.
Now, after he had made this statement, the disciples were disturbed. So Peter, who was like the spokesperson, he always had something to say. I like that guy. The next son you have, call him Peter. Then Peter began to speak up. We've given up everything to follow you. He told Jesus, we've sacrificed a lot of things. I had a fishing business. I left it to follow you. I have a wife and children. I've left them all to follow you. So he asked him. So in essence, what he was saying or asking Jesus was, so what is inside? What is in it for me? Now look at the answer that Jesus gave him. Yes. What Jesus meant was that I agree with you. You made a lot of sacrifices. And Jesus was assuring him that your sacrifices will never be in vain. He said, and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news, it continues and says, will receive when?
Now.
And where is the now?
Yeah.
Now, here. To convince you, read it further. Will receive now in return 100 times as many houses. Brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and property, along with persecution. That means that you'll have struggles in this life. You would have challenges. But that does not mean that you shouldn't be blessed. Then he goes on and says, and in the world to come, that person will have eternal life. So he is careful to make a distinction between the world to come and the now. And the now. And I need you to be convinced that every blessing and every good thing that you read about in the word of God, every promise of a blessed life, I need you to believe it. Believe that it is meant for you. Healing, it's meant for you. Prosperity, it is meant for you. A blessed life, it is meant for you. Peace is meant for you. Joy is meant for you. Well-being is meant for you. And by the grace of God, you will appropriate all these blessings before you exit this life. Can I hear your loud amen?
Amen.
I said hallelujah. So I say to you again, don't let us waste the blessings and the benefits that Jesus Christ has organized for us. Don't waste them. I said, don't waste them. It is like you've been invited to a buffet. And you've gone to put your last on the starters. You've gone to heap your plates full of fruits and grass. I mean leaves. I mean salad. Yeah. The other day I went for breakfast in a hotel somewhere. I was there with my big brother. This was Moving Pig.
Hey, Moving Pig.
He invited me for breakfast there. One day you also, you will eat today.
Amen. I receive it.
It's a nice place, is that not so? Gobe is very nice. Do you know Gobe? G for what?
G for
O for what? B for what? E for what? Egg. Who can bomb an eye then?
Gobe.
You see, when I was growing up, virtually every morning, it was Gobe. It is good food. Is it a balanced diet?
It's
quite balanced. Yes. And it also stays for long. So if you don't have a lot of money, I'll advise you to use wisdom.
Sir.
Gobe is the food for you.
Sir.
And you can buy extra gari. If you like, have Olonka gari in the house with you. When you bring the gobe, add more gari. Let it become like concrete.
I am right.
Yeah. Because what it's going to do for you is that you will drink a lot of water.
It should be.
It can take you through the day. And by the grace of God, you'll be strong.
Amen.
And you will move from strength to strength.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. I lied to you, I've eaten a lot of gobe. Today in my house, when they say that's what we are going to eat, I don't usually like it. But I've learned to eat what I am given. Because me gobe is nice. But there are other nice things also. Do you see? Anyway, back to my story. I went for this breakfast and I saw this guy coming from the table where the food had been displayed. His
plate
was full of bread.
Because
in a proper buffet setup, there are different types of bread. This paddy man had taken some of every type of bread and cake. As I saw him going, I said, oh, what is wrong with this guy? I don't know whether he thought that maybe afterwards somebody to pay, so the one that he can afford is the bread. I just don't get it. So I was asking myself that, so after the bread, what's going to happen to everything else that had been set up? It will go waste. Because the bread, a pesha with fnuma. And there will no space for anything else. You know, some of us, we are just wasting the blessings, the benefits that God has prepared for us. We are just wasting them. But when I talk to you in this way, I am trying to draw your attention to a very important revelation. That there are blessings and benefits that are ours for the taking. And we are to enjoy them right here in this life. Oh, how I wish that this truth and revelation will sink deeply into your spirit and into your heart. Believe it. Embrace it. Desire it. And see it happening practically in your life. Can I hear an amen from somebody?
Amen.
There is a better life. There are higher levels that God wants us to enjoy. And in the journey of this life, we must experience these things. And we must experience a change in our level. And remember that this is going to happen when we move from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory. Let's go back to Psalms 84, verse 5-7. Reading from the Amplified Version.
Amplified Bible.
It says, blessed or blessed. And the Amplified Version explains what that word blessed means. It says, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man whose strength is in you. Is the man whose strength is in you. Underline that in your Bible. In whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping. Which is Baca. They make it a place of springs. The early rain also fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. Now, let's just dissect these verses into different segments, shall we? Now, the first thing I want to draw your attention to is that statement, is the man whose strength is in you. We are talking about moving from strength to strength. And here the Bible is talking about the man whose strength is in you. In you who? In you who? Who is the you that is being referred to here? In God. Whose strength is in you? The Lord. Whose strength is in the Lord. And I want to say to you, my friends, this is key to a change of levels. When our strength is in the Lord, our strength is in the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. That means that we rely on the Lord. And we depend wholeheartedly on Him. And we believe and understand that to do well and to make it and be successful in this life, we must depend on the Lord. Our strength must be in the Lord. It means that we do not depend on anyone else. We do not depend on ourselves. We do not depend on our pastors. We do not depend on our parents. Not on our church. Not on our denomination. Not on our political party. Not on our family connections. Not on our well-to-do relatives. But we depend on the Lord. And we rely on Him. And that's why the Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 10. That we must be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. Tell your neighbor, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. It means your strength must be in the Lord, and in nothing else, and in nobody else. See, what often happens to us, which gives rise to a lot of the disappointments in our lives, is that we depend on ourselves, and we depend on others. We depend on the promises people make to us. Instead of depending on the Lord, you must learn to get to a place in your life when somebody even makes a promise to you. Your hope must not be in the person. Your hope and faith must be in the Lord. Do you get the distinction? Not in the person who is making the promise to you. If you've been around for some time, you have discovered that people often do not say do not do what they say they will do. How many have been disappointed before? How many have had people make promises to you and they swept you clean? Big time. Have you experienced that in your life before? And you are still depending on people? And by the way, that uncle in Belgium.
Yes, I will for now.
Take it from me. It's not easy for him at all. The pictures you see of him. The pictures. Everything he's wearing. Is borrowed. The car that he took the picture by. Is not for him. Because out there, there's a lot of credit. You can go to a shop, use your credit card to pick anything that you want. And you have some days. If you don't like, you return. So every Sunday, you can get different spokes for church. And you are here at Badriase. And you are seeing the pictures of your uncle.
Say,
hey, my uncle, why are you? Last time, not a red suit. At that time, green suit. Yellow suit. I said, it's not easy for him. And this is the person that you have put your hope in. And you are depending on him. My friend, take your hope from him and place it in the Lord. Because the Lord will never disappoint you.
Amen.
And what God has said he will do in your life, he will bring to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's why in moving from strength to strength, you must place your hope and your confidence in the Lord. In the Lord. Now you see that word strength. The first strength that you see in verse 5. Of Psalms 84. It is translated from the Hebrew word Oz. Spelled O-Z. Or O-W-Z. Now that word means might or strength. And it relates to all kinds of might or strength. Physical might. Personal might. Material might. Social strength. Political strength. That might captures all of that. And I want you to understand that in moving from strength to strength, you must depend on the Lord. And the Lord must be your strength. And when the Lord is your strength, it will reflect in different areas of your life. Physically, you will be strong. You will enjoy good health. And I want us to believe God for that. That even as we are getting older, may we become stronger. Caleb had that blessing. He was 85 years old. And he went to see Joshua. And he said, although I'm 85 years old, I am as strong as I was when I was 40 years old. And I am able to take mountains. I'm able to achieve great victories. He said, give me that mountain. I am able to take it. The Bible says of Moses that when he was 120 years old, his eyesight was very clear. His strength was never abated. I pray for you,
Jesus,
and I pray for me,
I receive
that
it.
As we get on in years,
Jesus,
may the Lord, who is our strength,
Jesus,
may he strengthen us,
amen,
and give us physical
amen.
Strength,
amen,
and give us the ability to do things
amen.
That others our age are not able to
amen.
Do. Receive it in
I
the name
receive
of
it.
And I pray for you here, Jesus. In particular, every time you are tired,
Jesus.
Every time you are weak,
Jesus.
Every time things are, you feel that your body is not working well.
Today,
by the power that is in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, May your strength be renewed.
Amen.
Put your hand on your head and pray, Father, renew my strength.
Father, renew my
strength. And as you pray this prayer, your strength is being renewed in the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord, I am tired of being tired all the time. Receive new strength. Receive might. Receive energy. Be revitalized. Be revived. Receive a fresh breath of life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Shout aloud, amen. Physical strength. It includes healing. When the Lord is your strength, you can trust Him to heal your body, heal your mind, heal your soul, and cause you to enjoy good health. When the Lord is your strength, you can trust Him for personal strength. When I talk about personal strength, you know, perhaps when you look at your family, the family from which you come, there's a lot of negativity, a lot of struggles, things are not working well there. But I want to prophesy to somebody's life that God is picking you out.
Amen.
Receive it.
And starting a new trend with you.
Amen.
Personally, things will be very different with you from the rest of your family.
Amen.
That vicious cycle that has followed your family for years,
Jesus,
by the power that is in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I'm declaring it broken, and it is starting with you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The change is starting with you.
Amen.
I said the change is starting with
Amen.
You.
Amen. I receive.
The lack of good marriages, it is ending with you.
Amen.
The lack of prosperity, it is ending with you.
Amen.
The problem of childlessness, it is ending with you.
Amen.
That negative trend of divorce is ending with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Of people not amounting to anything in
Jesus.
This life, it is ending
Amen.
With you. As the Lord is your strength,
Jesus,
I declare to you that He's going to strengthen you personally.
Amen.
And guess what? Because of you, a new story will be rewritten.
Amen. I receive
about
it.
Your family
Amen.
Life. Shall I receive it?
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Strength.
Ordinary.
It includes material strength. And there's no problem for you to prosper and do well and have good things and have substance. It's not a problem for your business to work. I prophesy to somebody
Jesus.
Today, your business is taking a new turn.
Amen.
Today. I said your business is taking a new turn
Amen.
From today. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
Because it's been going back. Going back. You know about sliding. That's what's happening to your business. It just keeps going back. But that backward cycle is ending today.
Amen.
I speak prophetically into your
it.
Life. From this day, there will be progress in your
Amen.
Business.
I receive.
There will be progress in the
Amen.
Work that you do. Things
it.
Will begin to start moving.
Amen. I receive it.
The clients that have stopped coming,
yeah, before no matter, but
they will start coming.
Amen.
Again.
I receive.
And very soon,
H-A-B-I-A-N-O.
I prophesy into your business
Jesus.
That you are going to start having a serious problem.
Jesus.
And the problem will be that you will have more clients
I
than
receive
you
it. Amen.
Receive it.
I receive it.
That's what that word strength, us, that's what it means. And it cuts across physical strength, personal strength, material strength, and what have you. Hear me. When the Lord is your strength, He strengthens you in all these areas. And today I'm declaring to you,
Jesus,
that there will be a remarkable change in your circumstances.
Amen.
Because the prophecy that you believe is the one that will come to pass. Don't sit in your chair and ask, how is this possible? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Clap your hands and bless the name of Jesus. Can I take a little more of your time? I should be closing, but can you please indulge me for a few more minutes? It goes, so it starts off by saying, blessed. Blessed. Everybody say, blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord. Now, that word blessed, it means happy. Happy. When are you happy in this life? When are you happy? When things are working. When things are working. I declare to somebody,
Jesus,
things will start working
Amen.
In your life. I said things will start working in your life.
Amen.
The things that have not worked for years will begin to work again.
Amen.
That marriage will begin to work.
Amen.
That business will begin to
Amen.
Work.
Amen.
Your finances will begin to
Amen.
Work.
Amen.
Your relationships will begin
Amen.
To work.
Amen.
Academically, things will begin
Amen.
To
Amen.
Shall I receive it three times?
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
And you become happy once again.
When you bet you
fortunate. Fortunate. That word fortunate means favored. Favored. You know, it also means receiving good that is coming from uncertain or, you know, from all kinds of sources that you do not even know about. That's favored. From blessings from uncertain and unexpected sources. As you make the Lord your strength,
Jesus,
one of the things that's going to happen to you is that all kinds of favor and good things will begin to locate you.
Amen.
And it's going to come from all kinds of places. People are going to do things for you, and you'll be surprised that why are they doing this for me?
Receive it.
But the reason is because you made the Lord your strength, and He has caused you to attract favor from all kinds of uncertain and unexpected sources. Receive it in the name.
Receive it.
To be envied. To be blessed. It means to be envied. But why will somebody envy you? The only reason why somebody will envy you or will envy another person is because of what the person has. It's because of how blessed the person is. The time has come in your life,
Jesus,
where people will begin to envy you.
Amen.
I said people will begin to envy you.
Receive that.
People are going to gossip about you from today.
Jesus.
Not for the wrong reasons, but for the right reasons.
Amen. Amen.
And they're going to gossip about you because you are blessed. You are doing well. Things are working for you. Expect to see people envying you after today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it will be because God has changed your level in life.
Amen.
I said God has changed your level in life.
Amen.
And people will envy you.
Amen.
The other day I saw in the Bible that the reason why the scribes and the Pharisees and the rulers of the people organized for Jesus to be killed was because of envy. Yeah, because of envy. And when you make the Lord your strength, you'll be blessed. You'll become happy. You'll become fortunate. And people will begin to envy you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. That means that you are, your heart is after God. Because Zion is where God is, where his presence is, where his power is. So when your heart is in the highways to Zion, it means that you long for God. You crave for him. You seek for him. Oh, may our desire and our craving for God rise from this day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 6. He said, passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Valley of weeping. A place of weeping. When is it that people weep? When things are not going well. When do people weep? When they lose a loved one. When do people weep? When they are in pain. When do people weep? When there is loss. That's when we weep. And here it talks about a place of weeping. The valley of weeping. But he says that something is going to happen to those who make the Lord their strength. It says that they are passing through the valley of weeping to make it a place of springs. When I think of springs, I can only think of springs of joy. And I declare to you today that very place where you wept, where you cried,
Jesus,
where your heart was broken, that place of sadness, that place of sorrow, that place of frustration, that place of confusion, that place of despair, something very remarkable is going to happen.
Amen.
In that very place, God is going to give you cause to rejoice.
Amen.
Again. I said you will rejoice.
Amen.
There will be springs of joy in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I declare to somebody today,
Jesus,
God will turn the pools with blessings. Get ready for showers of blessings.
Amen.
That will bring abundance.
Amen.
That will bring increase.
Amen.
That will bring well-being. Verse 7. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. And once you make the Lord your strength, that's what is going to happen. Going to go from strength to strength. You'll be stronger physically. You'll be stronger personally. You'll be stronger materially. You'll be stronger maritally. You'll be stronger academically. You will go from strength to strength. And I like what the Amplified Version expounds here. He says, increasing in victorious power. Is it okay to prophesy again in
Yes, sir.
That a season of your life is dawning.
Jesus.
Where God is going to empower you in a great way.
Amen. Receive.
And through that empowerment, you are going to experience a chain of victories.
Amen.
In your life. I said a chain of victories.
Amen.
That means from victory unto victory.
Amen.
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 A chain, a series of victories. Get ready for it. You are going to move from strength to strength. As a church, we are going to move from strength to strength. As a member of this fold, you are going to move from strength to strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell your neighbor, I am moving from strength to strength. I'm experiencing a chain of victories. Clap your hands and celebrate to them. And for your level to change, another thing that you must see happening in your life as I close is that you're going to move from glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. As we look to Jesus, as we depend on Him, as we rely on Him, put up my third scripture, the third scripture in 2 Corinthians. As we move, as we focus on Jesus, and as we look to Him, you see, it's in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 3. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That means that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberating power. Power that will liberate you from anything and everything that holds you down, that limits you, that restrains you, that constrains you. I declare to somebody today,
Jesus,
from this moment, the chains that hold you down are broken.
Amen.
The shackles that tie you down are loosened.
Amen.
The prison doors that restrain and confine you are springing wide open.
Amen.
Your limitations are being lifted.
Amen.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Receive your liberation.
I receive
today.
It.
Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
And verse 18.
You too much.
But we all, with unveiled face, anything that is blocking your view of Jesus, that thing is being cleansed.
Amen.
It may be yourself. It may be somebody else. It may be an institution. But whatever is preventing you from seeing Jesus, that veil is taken away.
Amen.
It says, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Mirror. What is a mirror? The word of God. It's a mirror. When you look into that word, you will see Jesus. Because the word of God, the Bible, from Genesis to
Revelation,
is His story. The story of Jesus. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to experience His glory, then focus on His word. There's a reason why in this church we emphasize the reading of the word of God, the teaching of the word of God, and the preaching of the word of God. Because that word reveals the glory of Jesus. And the more we look into that mirror, and the more we look unto Him, and the more we focus on Him, we are transformed into His image. And we move from glory to glory to glory to glory into glory. Glory means beauty. Glory means majesty. Glory means splendor. Glory means excellence. And when we keep our focus on Jesus, He is going to make our lives beautiful, glorious, splendid, magnificent, excellent. when we focus on Him, when we focus on His word, that is what we are going to experience. And it's going to move us from glory to glory. Your life will be more glorious than it ever has been. Everything associated with you will begin to sparkle like never before. As the glory of the Lord comes upon you. Arise and shine,
Jesus.
For your light has come.
Amen.
I declare to you today the glory of the Lord.
Jesus.
I said the glory of the Lord.
Jesus.
I said the glory of the Lord.
Jesus.
Is risen upon you.
Amen.
Clap your hands and give the Lord
Jesus
a shout of glory. Rise to your feet, my friends. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Thank the Lord for His word. Thank Him that as you move from faith to faith, as you move from strength to strength, as you move from glory to glory, all by the Lord, you are going to see a change in your level. Pray to the Lord and thank Him for His word. And thank Him for that change in your level. It is happening. 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 Your level is changing. Believe it. Embrace it. Accept it. Your level is changing. During the second half of the year, your level is changing. From July all the way through to December and beyond, God is changing your levels. Your finances are changing. Your spiritual life is changing. Your marital situation is changing. Your conditions of living are changing. Things are going to get better for you. All things are possible. Today, that your level is changing. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have no other God but you.
Oh, so long, and I
You are here today and don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But listen to me. Your level will never change until you bow your knees to Jesus. Until you accept Him as Lord and Savior. So you want a level change? The starting point is receiving Jesus. And this morning, this afternoon, I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want you to lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray for you, my friend. Lift it up very clearly. Lift it up very clearly. God bless you. I see your hands. I see your hands. You are watching me and you need your levels to change. But it starts with accepting Jesus. And I'm going to pray for you. So you can lift up your hand right where you are. Now, everybody pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Oh God, please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will serve you. I will follow you. I will live for you. And oh God, as I do this, change my level. Change my level. Make my life beautiful. Make my life glorious. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.